escape pod ready.
Launch escape pod.
October 22nd.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1879, Thomas Edison demonstrated the first working electric light bulb. It wasn't quite ready for mass production, however. It burned out in a little over half a day. In 1966, the Soviet Union launched the unmanned lunar orbiter Luna 12, designed to remain in orbit around the moon and take photos of its surface. In 1968, the Apollo program's first successful flight returned to Earth with the splashdown of Apollo 7.
This is Apollo Control, Houston. Now, Recovery 1 has established electronic communication with Apollo 7. Now, we have a report from the ESIC that the spacecraft was in what's called Stable 1 in NASA talk. That means they were heads down. They were submerged there with their blunt bottom side up toward the air, which probably precluded a lot of transmission. However, they have apparently inflated their writing bags or their flotation bags. They are now apex up, floating, and they are establishing electronic contact. Recovery 1 has positive contact, and now we've got that picture.
In 1975, the Soviet space program was the first space agency to successfully land a space probe on another planet. Venera 9 touched down on Venus, providing the first glimpses of that planet's surface. Since atmospheric pressure is 100 times pressure at Earth's sea level, and the daytime temperatures exceed 900 degrees Fahrenheit, Venera 9 was able to function for only about an hour. And in 2008, India joined the ranks of countries that had launched probes to the moon with the liftoff of Chandrayaan-1, which successfully launched an impactor to the moon's south pole so the orbiter could look for signs of water in the resulting cloud of debris.
All the authorizations are being given. All the parameters are in good shape. Vehicle is good health.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, plus 1,
yes.
Plus 2.
The vehicle has lifted off.
Rocket launch shuru hui.
Ignition sequence normal and lift off normal.
Off to tracking.
ESO motor bhi jalai gayi hain.
P2 tracking.
R3
tracking. 20 seconds.
Now at the mission control center, there is a great sound and reverberation of the launch of the PSLV C-11. The historic launch of the PSLV has taken place. You can see the vehicle soaring into the sky majestically.
Rocket bahut gadgadaad ke saath aakash ki taraf.
Born on this day in 1938, actor Sir Derek Jacobi, still best known for his career-making role in I, Claudius, he's one of the many faces of the Doctor's old enemy, the Master, in Doctor Who.
You never think all those years standing beside me to ask about that watch. Never. Did you never once think, not ever, that you could see me free?
John, I'm sorry. No, John, I'm so sorry.
And you, with your chair and your dough, driving me insane.
John, remember, please.
That is not my name. The Professor was an invention. So perfect a disguise that I forgot who I am.
John, then who are you?
Born on the same day in 1938, actor Christopher Lloyd.
This is more serious than I thought. Apparently your mother is amorously infatuated with you instead of your father.
Whoa, wait a minute. Doc, are you trying to tell me that my mother has got the hots for me?
Precisely.
Whoa, this is heavy.
There's that word again, heavy. Why are things so heavy in the future? Is there a problem with the Earth's gravitational pull?
Jeff Goldblum was born today in 1952.
John, the kind of control you're attempting is... It's not possible. Listen, if there's one thing the history of evolution has taught us, it's that life will not be contained. Life breaks free, it expands to new territories, and it crashes through barriers painfully, maybe even dangerously. But I'm simply saying that life finds a way.
On this day in 1977, we found out dogs were allowed on the TARDIS.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Doctor, and thank you for everything you've done for us.
It's been a pleasure, Professor. It's been a pleasure. Do you know that without K-9, I think we'd have been part of the swarm by now.
We'd never have managed without him. It. Sorry, K-9.
Apologies are not necessary, but thank you, Mistress.
I think K-9 has taken to you. Oh, actually, I have to return to Earth shortly, and you could do me a great favor if...
Take K-9 with us?
Yes.
No.
Yes! Oh. Oh, please, Doctor, please, please, let's take him.
K-9 seems to have made up his own mind. I only hope he's TARDIS trained.
As K-9 accompanied the Doctor on his travels at the end of Part 4 of the Doctor Who story, The Invisible Enemy. In 1980, video game fans went crazy for Crazy Climber. As American arcades got their first taste of the Japanese cult classic from Nichibutsu, one of the first games to require a joystick for each hand. In 1984, Warner Brothers published the first book supposedly written by a computer program. The Policeman's Beard is Half Constructed was credited to an artificial intelligence named Ractor. Hey, Escape Pod Computer, let's have some of that computer poetry.
Awareness is like consciousness, soul is like spirit. But soft is not like hard and weak is not like strong. A mechanic can be both soft and hard. A stewardess can be both weak and strong. This is called philosophy or worldview.
Computer users who bought the consumer version of Ractor blew the whistle on the whole project, claiming that the program was incapable of generating the kind of output seen in the book. In 1990, Dr. Beverly Crusher's options were shrinking.
Everything is disappearing. Computer, what is that mist I'm seeing?
Sensors indicate it to be a mass energy field 705 meters in diameter.
It surrounds the ship.
Affirmative.
If there's nothing wrong with me, maybe there's something wrong with the universe. Computer, what's happening?
Explosive decompression decks 5 through 14, sealing off forward sections.
Cause?
A flaw in the ship's design.
Show me. Analysis.
No ship structures exist forward of bulkhead 342.
Superimpose previous image over this one, same scale, and continue to monitor.
As the Enterprise's Doctor found herself alone in the Star Trek The Next Generation episode, Remember Me. And in 2006, Captain Jack Harkness was back, but this time he was stranded on Earth, in charge of a top-secret organization called Torchwood.
That man at the hospital? That porter? What happened to him?
He's dead.
But there's no one gone missing.
We took the body, retrospectively changed the work rota, planted a false witness who saw him leaving the hospital, giving him an alibi for the next 48 hours, so when his body's pulled out of the docks next Tuesday night, he's only been missing for 3 days.
He was murdered?
Yeah.
And you covered it up?
It's my job.
And that other man, John Tucker? Last night in the alleyway, I saw you.
And what did you see?
You revived him.
No. What did you see?
You brought him back to life. Who are you?
Torchwood.
What's Torchwood?
This is Torchwood. All around you.
The series premiere of Torchwood on BBC Three marked the first time a Doctor Who spin-off series had gotten past the pilot stage. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. And you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Keane.